Okay, we should probably start so that we can finish. Let me pray as we kick off together. Lord, we thank you so much for the privilege of being part of this church family. Lord, we're so grateful for all you have done in and through us. And we want to celebrate that immense privilege of being part of your family here. And we pray that all we do together now in our meeting will give you glory and be part of building your kingdom here in Swanage. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, hopefully, you all received an email copy of the reports and everything. I think there are some hard copies at the back, if you didn't. Is that correct? Yep. So if you want to pick up a hard copy, we believe there are some at the back. A warm welcome to everyone who's come back, having been earlier or stayed on. And welcome to Ian. Thank you for coming to join us. I know that you do a million services on a Sunday, so we're grateful that you've popped up to be part of this event with us this morning. Now, our aim for this AGM is not just to kind of look back. There is a certain amount of formal looking back and that kind of thing, but we also want to have a little glimpse forward, so a bit of both. We'll just be whizzing through all the stuff that's gone out already, because I don't want to waste your time by reading out to you things that you've already read. We'll have a few photos towards the end of some of the things that have been going on. But it does make me realise I need you guys all to take more photos as we're going through the year. My highlights will be a bit random because they are the things that happen to have photos of. So you need to work harder in 2024, there's your mission, church, to take more photos of the exciting things that are going on. Okay, so let's head on with the formal things that we need to do. Apologies, I've had apologies from Julie and David Bauman and Pauline Bex. And anyone else got apologies they're supposed to be passing on for us? Stuart Rowe? Anybody else? Great, lovely. Okay, we have the minutes of the last meeting. I am going to assume that they're good on the basis that I wasn't here. So I have absolutely no idea if they're an accurate record. But I kind of, nobody else, right? I bet somebody was here. But I'm going to assume that you will have looked at them in the next ASC meeting afterwards and somebody would have highlighted any traumatic problems. So could I have someone to propose that we accept these minutes as a good record of last year? Any takers? So Bob is going to propose and Michael to second that, if that's okay. So Bob Burt, Michael Campbell, thank you, to second. And all those in favour of accepting these minutes as an accurate record of last year, I'm definitely voting yes. Brilliant, thank you very much. Okay, then we have a look at the appointment of officers and so on for the coming year. We don't actually formally appoint things in this meeting. That happens at the full APCM, which happens next Monday evening, because those are actually, these positions mostly are things that are across the team. But we all have to agree that we're happy for these people to go forward to the next meeting. I would say that if you're not happy, anyone who objects may have to stand instead. So, you know, just bear that in mind when you're deciding whether you're happy for these people to be proposed or not. So, marvellously, Tim and Heather have agreed to stand again as church wardens, which is brilliant news. And then we go on to our deanery synod reps. These are David and Barbara. Now, they're not actually up for re-election this year, but then they're both happy to continue, which is brilliant. Then we have people for our local committee. I'm kind of feeling I might need to change it into a more of an action team type name. I'm not enamoured with committees because that makes it sound like you just sit and chat. But I'm hoping that we can be more of the action as we go forward into 2024. And we have Kat and Pauline who will be staying on that committee. And Hazel is stepping down this year. Then we come to the PCC members. And these are the ones that we will need to vote in at the meeting next week. So Lizzie Morton is staying on as on the PCC, but Ro and Mike are both stepping down, and we're very excited that Roger and Jill are prepared to stand for election. So we need to vote that we're happy for all these people to go forward to our meeting next week. Any last-minute people wanting to stand for the PCC? Funny that. Thank you very much to Jill and Roger for agreeing to stand. It's really great that you are going to be part of the team. So could I, also on the committee, but we don't vote them, we've got Claire, who is taking up the safeguarding role, and Berno, who is our youth minister. Actually, could you register Berno as he's unwell, so he did say he wouldn't be able to be here this morning. Thank you. So could I have somebody to propose that those are the people who represent you guys as a church in our decision making? So Pauline Verber would like to propose that. Somebody to second? And Penny Campbell, thank you. All those in favour of these people being our leadership for the coming year, raise your hands now. Anybody against? Anybody abstaining? No, that's fine. Thank you. All very unanimous. Marvellous. I'm going to come on to thank yous a bit more in a moment, but we are noticing, having just done those formal kind of leadership positions, that Mike and Ro and Hazel have done great service. So I'll come on to them more in a moment, but thank you for those who have served in that way. We then come on to our formal reports, which, as I say, I'm really hoping that you've read. We've had brilliant things from Art Workshop. I hope that you saw some of the photos that were on the screen between the service and now. Suzanne's taken lots of excellent photos. That was great to see lots of the different things that they were doing there on a Friday morning. We had our coffee pot photos as well. I hope you saw those too. And Andrew's done a great job with all of that. Overkeen. So, yes, all the reports are in there. As I say, not going to read them all out, but thank you very much for those. Did anybody have a question on a report that they wanted to ask? If it's a question for Berno, unfortunately he's unwell, but you never know, Ian or I might be able to answer it. If it's a question for one of the other ones, I think anybody is here. Did anybody have a question they wanted to ask? You are allowed to ask questions, I promise. No? Okay. Fantastic. In that case, could I have someone propose that we accept these reports, that they go forward to the APCM? Someone to propose that for me? David Williams proposing and seconding. Paul Bexon. Thank you. Okay, fantastic. Lots of reports all reported. Tim or Heather, do you want to say anything as church wardens at this point before I move on into clergy things? Because otherwise this meeting is going to be like, you know, a 10-minute meeting. I feel you ought to say something.
Well, the main thing I think that we would probably like to say, and I'm probably speaking on behalf of Heather as well, is that we are absolutely delighted that Joe was appointed As you know, we had 3 years without a team vicar, and so it's wonderful for us now to have a team vicar, and especially Joe, who has come to lead us. But also thank you to everybody who did so much during those 3 years, and indeed have carried on since Joe came. I mean, it's a real blessing to all of us to have so many willing helpers. I think I noted in the church warden's report that we've still got over 30 people on the rotas just for the 10:30 service. And then if you breakfast at 9 and 8 o'clock and the worship evenings and so on, we've got so many willing helpers, and that is a real blessing to us. So thank you to Joe, and thank you to all the willing helpers.
If I'd known that's what you're going to say, I might not have let you up. Okay, so now you get my bit. So I've got three little bits really here. First of all, I thought it would be quite fun to have a little look back over the year. So I have got a few slides. As I say, they don't cover absolutely all my highlights, but they do cover some of them. Particularly, didn't take any photos at Christmas. This was a mistake, but there we go. So as I say, next year, let's take more photos, or this year. Now, as I was preparing the kind of little highlights, I asked the committee if they had got any highlights themselves for over the last year. So this is 2023, thinking about. And so a few people did send me a few of their highlights. So some of the highlights you'll see in the little film are not mine, they're other people's. And in particular, I suggested somebody might like to choose three words. So three words that sum up 2023. So there's a couple of those in there as well. So let's have that little, it's not long, but let's have our little presentation now. Thank you, Roger. So I wonder, what was the highlight for you, if you had a highlight in 2023? Hi, George. I know what yours was. Oh, dear, we might have about to have some drums adding to our thing. Just a quick practical thing. If anybody hasn't signed the register of who's here, attendance list, can you wave your arm at me now, and I'll send this over towards you? Fantastic. So lots of highlights for 2023. It was a great time. But probably the most important thing is to remember that church is people. Our church is about us. God's people here together, God's family in Swanage. And so I reckon the most important thing we do today is actually to say thank you and to celebrate being part of this church together. I have quite a long list of people to thank, so apologies for that. But before I want to start even thanking specific people, I want to thank all of you for welcoming me so warmly. And some of you have been very practical in your welcome, which has been tremendously helpful because DIY is not my top gift. And I'm really grateful for that. But it's been so wonderful to be welcomed into your family and invited here. So thank you very much to all of you. It's a joy to be here and to be church with you. But we do need to do some specific thank yous. Of course, I've got a long list, but there are bound to be people that I don't mention. And if you're not mentioned, it's not because you're not valuable. It's just because I've got so many people. And I may not know absolutely everything that goes on. That's always the way, isn't it? There are often people who do hidden things, and that service is just as valuable. So thank you to everyone for being part of this church family. First of all, big thanks to everyone up front in our services, to Margaret, Tim, Sally, David, Claire, Berno, Hannah, let alone everybody who gets involved next door. So particularly big thank you to Tim and Sally for breakfast at nine and doing that week in, week out. That's awesome. A thank you to everybody who's been involved in our music this year, to Michael and Penny, to Anya, to Nikki, Kat, Andy, Jamie's joined us, which has been great. David Williams, all of those at the 10:30, and Julie Bauman at the 8, as well as huge thanks to Nikki. For those of you who were part of our Christmas event, it was really brilliant to see her pulling us together to sing in that choir at Christmas. For all of those who are involved in our prayer ministry teams, a really big thank you. So to Anne and Barbara and Pauline, to Lizzie and Ro and the other Pauline, you guys are all an amazing force for God and for good. And this church really owes a great deal to you. In the last few months, people are coming up for prayer ministry and wanting to be prayed for. It's been awesome to see how many. So really big thank you to those of you who serve in week out, week that, by praying for us. A big thanks to everybody who's involved in pastoral work. Again, often behind the scenes. Particularly big thank you to Jane, who's been drawing together some of our work and heading up, going back into one of our care homes, back into Clifftop with Heather and Pauline. So really big thank you to Jane for getting that off the ground. And also to Margaret and Ro. And Pauline joined us as a PA this year. So brilliant to see that team growing. And we're drawing in others as well. So thank you so much to all of those who visit people. And I know lots of you just phone other people up and visit. And you don't need to be official, but actually doing church in that way is such a key way. So thank you to everyone who's taken the time to really care for others, invite them over for a meal or go out for a coffee or just listen. Thank you. Big thanks to everybody who's been involved in catering as well this year. I do feel that food is kind of a really key part of church. If you look in the New Testament, loads of activity happens either when Jesus is at a meal, on the way to a meal, or coming away from a meal. So, you know, food's important, I think, in our church ministry. So big thank you to Jill and Heather and Pauline Williams and Margaret and Claire and Andrew and Nikki, as well as all the team who helped with breakfast at 9. So thank you to all of you. We've got a great network of home groups going on behind the scenes, so big thank you to all those who lead those, to Ro and Chris and Lizzie and Michael and Penny and Sally and Tim. Those groups are really strong and really support so many people, so thank you for all the hours you put in for making those happen. When we think of some of the things going on in this building during the week, the two things that stand out to us are Coffee Pot and Art Workshop. Both doing great ministries, reaching out into the community in a way that not many of our other things do. So a really big thank you to Andrew and his team who run Coffee Pot, mentioning Anya and Barbara and Christine and Stuart. You guys do awesome stuff. And I'm always so impressed with how creative Andrew is. And if you want to see people in dressing up, Coffee Pot's your thing. It's always entertaining, as well as brilliant food. So thank you so much for all that you do there. Suzanne, you also do great stuff next door with Art Workshop. So it's been brilliant to see some of the different things that you guys have been creating, and it's a brilliant partnership. So thank you so much to Suzanne and Alan for all you do in Art Workshop there too. As we gather together, you'll notice that there are things on the screen. Got to say a big thank you to Mike Hayes for helping with the AV and getting stuff up on the screen week in, week out. Nothing is too much trouble for Mike, so huge thanks to you for all you do, and that's brilliant. Let alone all the hours behind the scene that he puts in to try and make sure that our equipment is working as well as it can. So great news there. We're grateful to Stephen Williams, who's going to be heading up our new action team for the mission partners. We've got various mission partners. We'll be telling you more about that as we kind of go into the coming year more. But Stephen's kindly agreed to coordinate that. And it's been nice this morning to see some guys from Studland Camp actually here, one of our mission partners. So we'll be looking forward to hearing more from Stephen. So thank you for taking that on for us. Safeguarding, as always, is such a key part of church life, making sure that all that we do is done well and safely. So Helen Kimber did a great job organising this for the first half of the year and taking the minutes for the committee. And I'm really grateful to Claire, who has volunteered. Don't think her arm was twisted too much, but I might be wrong. She's smiling sort of at the back. Who is stepping into this safeguarding role. And we're looking forward to working together on this as we go forward. Then to everybody on the committee, we saw all the lists of the people who've been there. David, Barbara, Liz, Mike, Ro, Kat, Hazel, Pauline and Berno, really big thank you for leading the church through. And of course, a big thank you to Carolyn, who's been taking our minutes. Thank you very much, Carolyn. But it's also thank you and goodbye, isn't it? Because you're moving very shortly. When are you moving? Oh. It is where we kind of look happy, but we're not really supposed to, isn't it? Oh, dear. Okay, so Carolyn is shortly going to be moving, but we're really grateful. Thank you, Carolyn, for your work doing that. And as we've already mentioned, Hazel and Ro and Mike are stepping down at this point. And we really want to give you a massive thank you for the time and energy that you've put into that. I know the vacancy seemed a little bit unending at one point, and that's probably mostly my fault, so sorry about that. But thank you so much for serving in this way. Can we give Hazel and Mike and Roe a big hand? Thank you for their service. And then finally, the church wardens. Heather and Tim are amazing. You have no idea what a blessing it is to arrive in a church and to have such awesome church wardens who kind of know what's going on, are willing, eager, and have got such a heart for God and for building God's kingdom. So can we just give them a humongous clap for being amazing? Now, as I said, I'm sure there's lots of other people. Loads of you do things like make coffee, make the room, change it around, wash up, call people, pray, arrange things. All of that is crucial, and we're really grateful that you're part of this church and that we do this together for God's kingdom. So this is our church. Thank you for being part of it. And I really pray that God will be powerfully at work in and through us as we go forward. But I thought it would be wrong to kind of just look back without looking forward a tiny weeny bit. So if you could pop the other slide up, thank you. So that's kind of where we've been in 2023. Obviously, we're already a quarter of the way through 2024 in the way that you have to be in kind of organising meetings, because you have to wait until you've got all your accounts and things before we have this bit. So we're always a little bit behind. Can you go back, please? Thank you. So I guess that's the question. Where are we going as we move through 2024? Okay, do put that verse up. We started the year but with looking at this verse from Philippians 3. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And we started the year by looking at that verse and chapter 3 of Philippians, thinking really about that urgency to move forward that Paul speaks of in these verses. Now, we also talked about the fact that sometimes we don't really feel like we want to be moving forward urgently. That all sounds quite energetic, doesn't it, those verses? We might be feeling, you know what, I've done all my urgent striving forwards. I feel I've passed that time in life. I actually would like to be a bit more peaceful now. So somehow we have to hold together who we are and where we're at in our lives and our Christian journey, and also work out what it means to press on as a church. Because there is a sense in which church never stands still, does it? You are always moving. So the question is, are you moving backwards or are you moving forwards? And we definitely want to be looking to see what it is that God places before us as our goal, to which we strive forwards. Now, I very much believe that we need to work this out together, what it looks like for us as a church. I don't want to waltz in here and tell you, well, I think we should do this and strive on to that over there. We've got the big picture of what God is doing. So if you could pop the next slide on, please. Thank you. So these are three things, really, that I think need to come into the mix as we work out together what it is we want to be focusing on. Unity and relationships. I think we've made some really good progress in that in the last 6 months, and we need to keep doing that. You know, the watching world is not impressed when Christians don't get on, and the watching world can't understand why we can't be civil to one another and why we can't work together. So I think working together as we have been investing in has definitely got to be part of what we're about. Then making Jesus known. This is our diocesan strapline, making Jesus known. What is not to like about that? That is such a clear and powerful and solid reminder for what we're about as a church. Lots of us love church, but actually our mission is not about singing or about being nice to each other or about having a lovely, warm, cuddly time together. Actually, this is what we're about. We're about making Jesus known. So hopefully as we move on together, we can try and recapture perhaps some of that urgency in terms of making Jesus known and see what it is and how we can do that together. But the way that we do both those two things, I think, really has to reflect who we are at this point and where we are. There's something unique about us being here in Swanage and each of us here today. And so whatever we want to do together, what God is calling us to, will be uniquely shaped around us and the skills and gifts and resources that we have. So I think we need to spend some time kind of knowing who we are and working out together what God is calling us to do next and where we go from here. So one way that we're hoping that we might do that, if you put the next slide on please, Roger, thank you, is we're going to have a 24 hours of prayer coming up in about 3 or 4 weeks' time, from 6 p.m. on Wednesday to 6 p.m. on Thursday in here, just an opportunity to come and really seek God's heart for us as a church. What is it that he wants us to do? Come along for 5 minutes, or come along for an hour, or come along for multiple hours. We'll have different things going on during the day. There'll be a few organised things, so we'll have some worship and some led prayer meetings, but we'll also have times when you can just come and engage with God. We'll have creative prayer activities all around the room, much as we have had one this morning, but there'll be quite a lot of those to do as well. So if you've never spent kind of time in a prayer room, don't worry, there's lots to do. You won't be twiddling your thumbs. But do come and use that opportunity to see what it is. What is God calling us to do? We'll have some opportunities for you to jot down your thoughts and reflections there. But at any point, feel very free to email or suggest or call me and say, can we go out for a coffee? I've got an idea. I wonder if this is a God idea. Because I firmly believe that it's us together. And God will take us where he wants us to be as we move forward into 2024 and beyond. I wanted to finish with singing a song together. So we didn't sing our kind of last song at the end of our service. I've saved it for now. But probably let's just do first any other business or any questions. So is there anything that anybody wanted to ask or to raise that needs to be mentioned now as part of our meeting? No. Brilliant. Okay.